From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Kids might not care about where their food comes from, but Fernando Calunga says understanding how food is grown and the culture it comes from matters. He's a farming instructor at Jones Valley Teaching Farm in Birmingham, which teaches kids about food and farming. As part of our occasional series on educators who aren't in a traditional classroom, a series we call Extra Credit, WBHM's Kyra Miles reports on how Calunga makes growing and cooking food empowering for kids.
Are y'all ready for the culinary activity?
Yeah!
I know it's some of y'all.
In Fernando Calunga's class, cooking is always the activity of choice, and it's pretty hands-on. The little chefs chop kale and cabbage, saute broccoli and onions, and pour in a savory sauce for a vegetable stir fry, homegrown and handmade by 10-year-olds.
Oh yeah, keep going, keep going.
Calunga says when they get their hands dirty, that's when they learn.
A lot of the change and a lot of the growth doesn't necessarily happen when I'm in front of the class teaching about photosynthesis. It happens when I'm next to them chopping, where we're out on the field harvesting, weeding.
Calunga, also known as Farmer Fern to his campers, started working at the teaching farm 5 years ago. And what started out as a volunteering gig turned into a full-time passion of teaching about the significance of food to young people.
A lot of them think food as something just necessary, not necessarily something exciting or something new. And so when you get to open up the world of food, the world of growing food, the world of cooking your own food to students, and sort of seeing that spark in their eye is just incredible.
The 26-year-old has made it his mission to introduce kids to all kinds of fruits and vegetables. He teaches about the roots of food, literally, how it's grown, and how not everyone has access to healthy foods, especially in Birmingham.
Kids of color are the ones who are impacted the most with food inequality. So teaching students about food and letting them sort of understand and see where their food comes from allows them to be empowered and take control of health decisions down the road.
He says having control over your body through the food you eat is the first step in combating systemic issues in food inequality. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, about 70% of Birmingham residents live in an area where it's difficult to get affordable and quality food. Community gardens like Jones Valley help address this issue. But it's not just about how the food is grown, it's also where it comes from.
So I've been trying to be really intentional about talking about the origin of all of our foods, the origin of our vegetables, sort of where this meal culturally comes from. So giving credit where credit due, so students can see, wow, like, this comes from all over the place. Let me be more open to those cultures.
Calunga knows about working across cultures. He was born in Mexico and came to the U.S. as a small child. Back in the kitchen, the kids want to know more about him.
Do I cook a lot? Yeah. I usually cook a lot of Mexican food. My mom showed me how to cook a lot of Mexican food when I was young.
A lot of it is turning sort of scraps into something amazing and beautiful. So that's sort of where my passion lies with the students, is looking at household staples and seeing if we can transform this into a meal that they would love.
Calunga says food is tied to everything: community, family, and culture. That's why it's his number one priority to help students make those connections, even if they don't become professional chefs or farmers.
We're in Alabama. It's very much hot and humid. I understand it's not the most appealing thing.
But he says learning about food inspires curiosity and empowers students to think beyond what's on their plate. Kyra Miles, WBHM.